Medellin, Washington is Ponderay County's original gold camp. Unlike the carefully platted Medellin Falls across the river, Medellin was a true frontier town. The first non-Indian settlement in Ponderay County, its pioneers came looking for gold as early as the 1850s. They called it Medellin, which spoke to the area's mineral-speckled landscape. Most of the original prospectors moved on, but some stayed and a distinct community formed. Yet it was, according to one 1889 observer, an out-of-the-way place. By the 1890s, people had begun to take notice of the region's mineral wealth. The presence of quartz led prospectors to stake claims on land beneath the surface, of which they hoped to find gold and other ores. Even then, however, the town's isolated nature limited its growth. As the Washington State Geologist reported in 1892, isolated from surrounding settlements, practically cut off from communication with the outside world, is a mining district, destined to be a leading mineral producer of the state, once transportation facilities, both by water and rail, are granted it. Beyond isolation, Medellin faced environmental challenges, including a destructive flood in 1894. Yet the town persisted and residents rebuilt on higher ground. Eventually, transportation improvements made life easier. In 1906, a wagon road opened from Ione to Medellin. A year later, navigability improvements through Box Canyon allowed for regular steamboat service to Medellin Landing. Thereafter came the railroad. With improved access to outside markets, the region's mineral potential was realized and the town prospered. Although most of the mines are now closed, people are still drawn to the area for its beautiful setting and because it remains out of the way.